I understand, but you're not listening to me.
In hallway.
I can't keep it a secret. I won't. We'll talk about it after the show. I have to go.
She hangs up phone, then puts it in her pocket. She stands in a dimly lit school hallway. She shuffles through sheet music. A black gloved hand covers her mouth and a person pulls her back into the hallway behind a plastic tarp. Text, save our school. Crime scene tape around the Psy. Text, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents. Title, Haley Dean Mysteries. 2 + 2 = murder.
Come on, Parker, we're gonna be late.
Parker?
I have to wait for Grandpa.
Well, whose idea was it to sit in the back seat?
Mine, Grandpa.
Come on.
Dad, where's the camera?
Well, don't you have your phone?
No, the camera takes better video. Sam's really upset he has to be out of town for work this week.
Never mind Sam. Mom called half the city trying to get someone to cover for her at the church bazaar.
And I'll never hear the end of it if we don't capture every second on film.
Maybe we should use the phone and the camera just in case.
Gets in van.
Sorry, gang, but she can't park here. Anywhere behind a yellow line would be great.
Oh, sure, sorry. Haley, can you bring Parker inside?
It would be my honor. Come on, let's go.
They run inside.
So how are you feeling, kiddo?
About what? It's not my first concert.
But it is your first solo.
I'm not scared. Why do adults always think that kids are scared?
Kids have it totally together. Adults, not so much.
I gotta go backstage.
Okay, break a leg. But not really. Don't really break the leg.
Producer Christian Bruyere.
If students were as conscientious as you, I'd be out of a job.
Well, I guess for your sake, I'm glad they aren't. You're not staying?
No, school can't afford to pay me overtime. Mess will still be here in the morning.
But it's for a good cause.
Every penny Miss Sachs raises keeps a roof over our heads.
So when will the construction be finished?
Oh, this roof needs a lot of work. I mean, I guess when they finish paying for it.
Yeah. Excuse me. You okay?
Yeah. I guess there's no accounting for some people.
Well, have a good night.
Yes, you enjoy.
Thank you.
Text, based on characters from Nancy Grace's novels.
They're running a little late, aren't they? Concert should have started 15 minutes ago.
Tell you what, I'll go find out what's going on.
Dad, you're off duty.
Lucas?
Norman, good to see you. How have you been?
I'm okay. I can't thank you enough for coming to my wife's funeral. And I know Naomi really appreciated it, too.
Oh, you're Miss Sachs' father. She's my niece's favorite teacher.
I think she's everyone's favorite these days. If it wasn't for her fundraising, the school board would have sold this place long ago. And it's not like there's a shortage of buyers.
I can't imagine splitting up Parker's friends, never mind having to drive an extra half hour to a different school.
Naomi says the same thing. And once she gets an idea into her head, there's no stopping her.
I can relate.
Both chuckle.
Oh,
see you later.
Yeah, nice meeting you.
You too.
Everyone sits in front of stage. Text, save our school.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Howell Elementary's spring fundraising concert.
Attendees smile and clap.
We have a great program planned for you this evening. But first, we're all aware of the ongoing repairs here at the school, and we are very grateful for your generous support and donations. What you may not know is the person behind the donation drive and the fight to save Howell Elementary is also directing the first musical group on our program. So let's give a big round of applause and appreciation for our choral music teacher, the hero of Howell Elementary, and as of today, our new vice principal, Miss Naomi Sachs.
Norman smiles and claps. Everyone applauds, including the announcer on stage as a woman emerges from the right and whispers into his ear. He leans in to listen.
What do you think's going on?
I have no idea.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. It seems that Miss Sachs is not here yet. So without further ado, Miss Janine Harwick will lead off our program. On with the show.
Janine gestures and several children emerge onto the stage and stand in a line. A man and woman leave.
I can't imagine what could keep Miss Sachs from being here.
I hope she's all right.
Looks over her shoulder at her father Norman, then back at the stage. The sun rises over the city skyline. Haley in her office.
Thanks for telling me. And now you have Parker's solo stuck in my head, too. She was so good.
You want to catch a movie tonight?
I'm meeting Jonas. Don't you have plans with Wade?
Not tonight. You know, I've been thinking this office needs a little sprucing up.
Sabrina, the last time you felt the urge to redecorate, your high school boyfriend had just gotten married. What's going on?
Nothing's going on. Just bills. More bills. Ooh, a shiny, pretty envelope just for you.
Hands it to her.
Aren't you going to open it?
I know what it is. It's an invitation to Will's college baseball team reunion.
Isn't that next weekend? It's cutting it close.
Well, they didn't have my address until one of the wives tracked me down last week.
Oh, and you said that you might have a conference in New York, I recall.
I'm not proud of it. I panicked.
So you didn't RSVP?
I haven't decided if I'm going.
Avoidance isn't a healthy strategy.
Are you saying that as my friend, my colleague, or sometime shrink?
All of the above.
Haley smiles and nods.
My next patient. We're not done talking about this yet, aren't we?
They return to their offices and Haley shuts her door. The sun sets.
Oh, thank you for dinner, Haley. What a treat. Isn't it, Parker?
A well-deserved celebration of Parker's triumph at her concert.
That was 2 days ago, Auntie Haley.
And I still can't get your song out of my head.
She was good, wasn't she?
A star in the making. So how was the rest of your week at school?
All right, I guess. I mean, Miss Herwick isn't as much fun as Miss Sachs.
Miss Sachs, is she the one who didn't show up for the concert? She's sick?
No one really knows. Apparently, Miss Sachs sent Principal Barker an email saying she was taking some time off.
And the worst part is, she never got to meet Aunt Haley.
Parker, I'm sure she has other things to worry about.
No, Miss Sachs asked me if you were going to be at the concert. She wanted to meet you because you used to work for the district attorney.
She looks to the side.
Parker, why don't you go on in the kitchen and cut yourself a piece of chocolate cake for dessert?
Can I, Mom?
Oh, we are celebrating after all. Go on.
She smiles and leaves the dinner table.
So, Miss Sachs quits the school she's dedicated to saving right before a benefit concert she spent weeks preparing?
It doesn't sit right with me either.
Should we be worried?
I don't know.
Oh, geez.
Wow, that is the biggest piece of chocolate cake I've ever seen.
Massive slice.
Big enough for all of us to share?
I'd like to share it. I think I need a forklift, though.
Haley on laptop.
Knock, knock.
Come in.
Are you ready for the movie? I have not been to a matinee in forever.
Yeah, just give me a minute.
Social media. You are the last person I think would be on there.
No, you're right. It's my sister's account.
Your sister's name isn't Naomi Sachs. Unless you have another sister.
No, I'm sorry. It's my niece Parker's music teacher.
And you're checking her out because...
Well, she didn't show up for Parker's concert, and she hasn't been back at work since.
So, no movie?
She furrows brows and opens mouth.
Let's go for a walk instead. Come on.
She smiles. He follows her outside.
So this feels slightly longer than a short walk, because I didn't bring my walking shoes.
This is such a nice street.
What are you up to, Haley Dean?
Nothing. Nothing, but this might be the street where Parker's teacher lives.
Which house is hers?
He looks at her. She peers around corner at house number 2508.
I recognize it from the social media accounts.
Haley approaches the house. He lingers around the corner and looks at the road as Haley knocks on the door.
If she's home, she's not answering.
There's no car in the driveway.
She looks inside open blinds. Dishes in the kitchen.
Dirty dishes in the sink.
Cluttered laundry on a table.
The laundry hamper of unfolded clothes on the table. Doesn't seem like the house is someone who is planning on leaving for a while.
Maybe she had to leave quickly.
She was running from something.
Or didn't plan on leaving at all.
But you said she sent an email to the principal, so whether she planned it or not, she must have had her reasons. She might not want to be found.
Maybe. I just have a bad feeling about this.
Well, feelings or no, there isn't much you can do in this case, Haley.
Haley walks away. He follows. Haley at sports bar with Lucas.
Well, this is a nice surprise. It's not every day I get to have coffee with one of my two favorite daughters.
I had some time between patients. Dad, have you seen Naomi Sachs' father recently?
Norman called me yesterday. How did you know?
If I disappeared, you'd be calling everyone who'd ever met me.
Poor Norman. He's really worried, and I was no help.
Has he been to the police?
Yeah, he filed a missing persons report, but nothing so far.
What do you think's going on?
I didn't know Naomi outside of her fundraising efforts. She's really been single-handedly keeping the school open. The school board can only pay so much per school for maintenance, and, well, Howell Elementary is so much more.
What happens if they can't fix it?
Well, the land will be sold, and the children will be sent to other schools in the district.
She furrows brows and looks at him. In the morning, a janitor mops the floor.
Hi.
Hey, Miss Dean. You here to pick up your niece?
It's Haley, please. I am. I'm a little early. Maybe I should wait in the office?
Yes, just around the corner here.
Thanks.
Watch your step.
Okay.
She walks past as he mops.
Who's going to officially take over Naomi's duties?
I haven't decided.
There's nothing to decide. We've already discussed this.
The woman storms off. The man holds clipboard. Haley approaches him.
Principal Becker.
Yes.
Approaches her, brows raised.
I'm sorry, but no one's allowed to wait in the school until the final bell is rung.
Oh, I'm just here to pick up my niece, Parker. I'm Haley Dean.
Sorry to be so brusque. We've had a rash of thefts lately, and the construction's been very disruptive.
It's quiet now, no construction?
It's been halted for a couple of weeks.
Oh. Well, I imagine it'll start again soon.
I'm not sure.
I noticed that you were having a conversation with that teacher.
Oh, yes. Miss Harwick, it was nothing, I assure you. She feels very strongly about her place here in the school. But if you would like to wait for the final bell, please be comfortable.
Oh, I did want to ask you about Miss Sachs, the music teacher. Parker said that she was hoping to meet with me the night of the concert, and I just was wondering why.
Well, I can't say for sure, but Parker does speak about you a great deal, so perhaps she just wanted to put a face to the name.
You're probably right. I'm wondering if there was maybe something bothering her lately.
She may have been a little preoccupied, not quite herself, but I don't pry into the personal lives of my teachers.
Of course not.
Smiles.
Well, duty calls, or in this case, rings. Please make yourself comfortable. It was nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
In the office.
Naomi's father reported her missing 2 days after the concert. He didn't believe this email of her quitting her job.
This is the email that Naomi Sachs sent to Principal Becker?
At 7:16 p.m. on Wednesday.
From where?
According to the IP address from the school.
So she was inside the school before the concert started?
And something must have happened that forced her to leave.
Unless she didn't leave at all.
The security tape isn't going to help us with that. It tapes over itself every 72 hours and we just missed the loop. We've only got up till 6 p.m.
It's better than nothing.
According to the notes in the file, Naomi left the school at 4 p.m.
Security footage on computer screen. Man gets out of van.
Wait, I know that guy. I saw him at the concert. He bumped into me as he was leaving. He seemed really nervous, even scared.
Like he just done something wrong?
Maybe. Who is he?
We don't know. We've yet to identify him.
Pushes on door. Naomi backs up and drives away as he shrugs.
So that's it?
Not quite.
Rewinds footage of park lot south. Naomi emerges from her car.
Naomi went back just before 6 p.m. That's odd.
Not if she was going to a concert.
She storms in with a frown. Haley furrows brows.
So she was at the school at 6. That explains the email.
But not why she would resign out of nowhere and on the night of her big concert. When did she leave?
We don't know.
Was her car there the next day?
No.
What about after the concert?
No one remembers. Principal Becker said that he locked the school doors at 9 p.m., but there were apparently still a number of families getting themselves organized. So no one knows who was the last to leave, and in the commotion, no one remembers if Naomi's car was there or not.
Are there phone records?
She received a phone call at 6:30 p.m. from an unregistered number.
A burner phone. Not much of a lead, but we'll see where it takes us. Let's put an APB out on her car. Naomi's probably fine, but I think we'd all like to be sure.
Okay.
Detective turns away and leaves. Haley nods.
I thought you said we were going to eat. You know the DA's office only gives me an hour for lunch.
You're one of their investigators. You set your own schedule.
Yes, and right now my schedule's saying it's time to check out that new food truck I was telling you about. You know they say it's the best burritos in the city?
You say that about every new food truck.
Yes, but this time it's actually true. Now I get to try one for myself.
Well, we won't be here long. I just need you to buy me some privacy.
What are you going to do?
I'm just going to have a peek around.
What? Haley?
Hey, Fincher, Naomi Sachs was here the night of the concert, and I have a feeling she didn't leave by choice.
What do you expect to find in a school that's used every day?
It's not being used, not all of it. Fincher, if you were missing, wouldn't you want me to come look for you?
Fine.
Okay.
5 minutes.
Okay, burritos on me.
Yeah.
That's Principal Becker. Go distract him.
Becker? Do you see Becker?
Becker.
She walks under tape.
Hey, Principal Becker. How you doing? Fincher Garland, investigator for the DA's office.
Yes.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Of course.
Haley walks past under construction sign through large plastic tarps. She enters a workshop with various tools and supplies. Haley takes small, slow steps in her black high-heeled boots, then kneels down with brows furrowed and inspects something on the ground. A large earring. She picks it up by the hook with her pen and furrows her brows at its teardrop shape. She pulls back a sheet, then shoves a piece of metal forward, which reveals a long strip of blood which had not been cleaned from the crime scene. Fincher approaches Haley in the room as it becomes an active crime scene investigated by forensic team.
No one can survive that much blood loss. You were right, Haley.
I'd give anything to be wrong.
We'll tell the DA what's happening here. You gonna be okay?
Yeah, yes.
Fincher walks past her and leaves through plastic tarps as the janitor enters. He approaches Haley.
Is that,
blood?
He sighs.
It's Miss Sachs, isn't it?
You're the janitor?
Yeah, Rob.
Do you usually clean this area up?
No, construction zones are off limits.
Does anyone have access to your supplies?
Yeah, everybody. I mean, lock in my cupboard's been broken for weeks.
Looks over shoulder.
Go with the janitor and collect all his cleaning supplies for testing.
The man in CSI uniform follows Rob out of the crime scene.
Hey, Danny, I found this earring.
Hands him a bloody teardrop earring.
I'll see if Naomi's father can identify this, in case the blood is too degraded for a DNA test.
Do you want me to be there?
Yes, thanks.
Danny leaves the crime scene. Haley and Danny leave the crime scene.
Danny? So this is now a homicide investigation?
An attempted homicide, at least. Were the doors locked when you arrived the morning after the concert?
Yes, I was the first one here at 7 a.m. But all the teachers have keys.
I'd like to address the staff, if possible.
Of course, I have them gathering in my office.
The four walk into the office. Danny speaks.
We have reason to believe Naomi Sachs was the victim of an attack on the night of the fundraising concert.
Do you know where she is?
Not yet. But rest assured, we're doing everything we can to find her.
Is she dead?
We don't know. We'll be conducting interviews with all the staff.
You're accusing one of us?
Janine, think about someone else for once.
Don't tell me what to do.
Don't be such a bully, Janine.
Coming to Mary's rescue, are we?
Of course, we will all do what we can, and we will make ourselves available to the police whenever they need us.
The staff sit and stand in the room.
And then I saw the blood, and then I called you guys.
What about the night of the concert?
Okay, there were so many people there. The concert was supposed to start at 7 o'clock, but Principal Becker didn't do his introduction until, I think, after 7:15.
Waiting for Naomi to arrive.
I guess. And then Miss Hardwick came up to him and told him with a very satisfied look on her face that Naomi wasn't there. And then I saw two teachers leave the auditorium right as the concert was starting.
Janine Hardwick. And she didn't seem too upset today either.
No. And the two teachers that called her out were the two teachers that left the auditorium. I think one was Miss Lewis, and the male teacher, I don't know.
Nicholas Damaschuk teaches computers.
Danny checks phone.
It's Jonas. He's got something.
Okay, I will stay here and finish Haley's statement. She'll be ready to sign in about half an hour or so.
And I might as well tag along.
As if you need an excuse.
Danny and Haley stand from her desk.
The blood you found at the school was very degraded. The nuclei were mostly destroyed from the cleaning solvent, but I am working on the small sample that wasn't touched, trying to isolate some viable DNA. In the meantime, I can tell you the blood type is AB positive, the second rarest blood type.
And what about Naomi Sachs?
According to her school records, she's also AB positive. It isn't definitive, but I think you can operate under the assumption the blood belongs to Naomi.
What are the odds she's still alive?
Slim, at best. That was a sizable blood pool. She would have been lying there for some time.
I guess you can't tell us what caused it?
Not until you find her.
Thanks, Jonas.
Thanks, Jonas.
Bye. She kisses him on the cheek. He smiles at her, then puts hands on hips.
Thanks for your statement, Haley.
Of course. So what now?
The most important thing is trying to find Naomi.
And the trace on Naomi's phone came up with nothing. Must be dead.
Can you trace the last time her phone was on?
We're working on it.
What about Naomi's car?
Nothing so far. And the search of her house didn't help either. No sign of distress, no sign of travel. And if she had a computer, it isn't there now.
So I know that we already have her school email, but did she have a personal account?
No, without Naomi's computer or her phone, we can't find an email address other than her school account.
Assuming she used another account, which she might not have. She sent plenty of personal emails from her school address, none of which have been helpful.
Other than that last email to Principal Becker, which we know was sent from the school. But Naomi may not have been the one who sent it.
Or she could have been forced to write it under duress.
Either way, our suspect was in the school the night of the concert.
What about the guy Naomi was arguing with in the parking lot?
Yeah, he's number one on our list. We're still trying to identify him.
I might know who to ask.
Danny looks up at her. Norman inspects Sass' earring.
Naomi's mother, God rest her soul, gave her these earrings the day she got her first teaching job.
I know this is very difficult, but do you think you could manage watching some security footage?
Yeah, whatever it takes, yes.
Danny frowns and opens laptop, then drags it over to Norman. He watches footage of man with Naomi in parking lot.
Do you know the man Naomi's talking to?
Unfortunately.
The man opens his door.
And I'll bet he's behind all of this. It's Jeff Adkins, Naomi's no-good ex-boyfriend.
No good how?
Well, he was never good enough for her. And when Naomi broke up with him last month, he just wouldn't get over it.
What do you mean by that?
Well, he showed up everywhere she went. He hung around the school. He made her nervous. I told her to take out a restraining order against him, but she was too nice, too forgiving.
Admirable qualities.
Yeah.
He tightens lips and sighs.
You are going to find her, aren't you?
We're doing everything we can.
I only pray it isn't too late.
He shakes his head. Haley frowns. She and Finch are on the road.
Just up ahead, not much further.
Do you even know where we are?
Yeah. It's just up here.
Why don't you just give me the address so I know where I'm going?
Nah, it's more fun this way.
You always wait until the last possible moment to tell me which way to turn, and then inevitably I am in the wrong lane.
Yeah, like I said, more fun.
This better be a good burrito.
Good? Nah, this burrito is sublime. It is superlative. It is transcendent.
Transcendent. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yeah, that too. Times a thousand. Oh, turn right here.
Parks on the right.
Okay.
Is it an invisible burrito?
I'm so confused. Look, it says right here. Go to West parking lot, noon to 4 p.m. on the 27th.
Oh, Fincher, yesterday was the 27th. Today's the 28th.
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. We'll find it another day, okay? I better call Danny and tell him to get his own lunch.
Danny answers.
Sorry, Haley can't talk. Naomi's house alarm was just tripped. It's being broken into.
Haley speeds down street.
Whoa. I want to live to see tomorrow's burrito.
She rapidly drives down the street and pulls into a quiet neighborhood. She parks in front of Naomi's house on the right.
Okay, I'm going to go run back. You wait here till Danny arrives.
She nods with frown.
Promise, Haley?
I promise.
Okay, I'm gonna go look around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She nods as Fincher gets out. He points down.
Here. Right here.
He shuts the door and approaches the house. She sits in the car and looks out the rear and side view mirrors. Jeff Adkins gets into backseat with gun.
Drive.
Can we just...
I said drive.
He aims gun at her head. She drives.
Hey! Hey!
Fincher runs after them.
Haley!
Haley drives through busy city traffic as Jeff holds gun.
Where are we going?
Just keep driving.
It's Jeff, isn't it?
How did you know that?
I'm Haley. I can help you.
No, you can't.
The police just want to talk to you.
They won't listen to me.
I'll listen.
Turn right. Right here.
She takes a right past a gas station.
Naomi wanted to meet me the day she disappeared. Do you know why?
She said there'd be consequences.
What consequences?
I have to fix this.
Let me help you fix it. Jeff, Naomi wanted my help. She would want me to help you too.
He glares at the back of her head, then lowers the gun. Haley's eyes widen as he looks behind, then ahead and raises brows.
Stop! Pull the car over right here! Stop the car right here!
Okay,
pull over.
But Jeff, I can help you, please.
Stop the car!
I will help you.
Get out.
She removes seatbelt.
I said get out!
Hey!
She emerges from car, hands up.
Now back away! Back away!
She holds up hands and glares at him, then takes a few steps back as he gets into the driver's seat of the blue car. He shuts the door and speeds away. She sighs. Fincher runs.
Haley!
Her arms crossed.
Haley, you promised!
And I kept my promise. I stayed in the car and look what happens.
There's no time for jokes.
I'm okay, Fincher.
Well, I'm not. You're my best friend, Haley Dean. What am I gonna do without you?
She smiles at him and punches his shoulder. He smirks.
You're my best friend too, Fincher Garland.
You got carjacked.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah, let's go get him.
Text, Naomi Sachs, missing. Atlanta Police Department webpage.
He just kept saying he needed to fix it.
Fix what?
I don't know, but... whatever it is he needed to fix was probably in the envelope he was holding. Must be why he wanted to go to Naomi's house.
I don't see an envelope listed from the original search.
Well, it was nondescript. There was nothing written on it. Your police officers wouldn't have looked twice at it.
What else can you tell me?
He was desperate. But I never felt like he was going to pull the trigger. All I felt was this tremendous sadness from him. He was grieving.
For killing Naomi? Then why do it?
Some killers are conflicted. They can't help the compulsion or they feel this perceived moral obligation, but they love their victims. And Jeff Adkins clearly loved Naomi.
We found your car, Haley. Safe and sound. It was abandoned a couple blocks from where Adkins left you.
And what about Adkins?
He's in the wind.
But there's an APB out with your detailed description of him. It's only a matter of time before we find him.
Haley nods with a frown. At night, she writes in her office. Sabrina enters.
You have a minute?
Is it to talk about carpet colors? Because then no.
I value your opinion, Haley.
My opinion is that you are avoiding dealing with whatever it is that's bothering you by coming up with an unnecessary project.
Just like you're avoiding making a decision about the reunion?
Don't change the subject. What's going on, Sabrina? Why this sudden need for drastic change?
Now who's changing the subject?
Furrows brows.
You have another patient this evening?
I don't think so.
Well, I'll leave you to it. Tomorrow we can talk about paint colors.
Sabrina leaves. Man in suit enters office.
Haley?
Clyde Bennett.
It's been a long time.
He smiles and shakes head.
And now we learn traces of her blood found in the school.
Listen, I hope I wasn't interrupting.
Oh, I was done for the day.
The name we can now confirm of the missing teacher... Atlanta homicide has been called in. We can confirm that.
That lady loves crime.
It's a horrible, horrible story.
Yeah.
Naomi Sachs is not missing. She's dead.
Haley shakes head.
You look amazing. You look exactly the same.
You haven't changed either. Will always said you could charm a statue into smiling.
He grins. She sips.
You know, I tried to reach you at the DA's office dozens of times over the years.
I know. I'm sorry I never called back. It's taken me a long time to deal with what happened to Will.
He nods and sighs.
Yeah. You happy?
I am happy. How about you? You still in the family business? Construction?
We've moved more into real estate development. Just opened an office on Ellis. You should come by sometime.
On Ellis? You're doing well.
Listen, I gotta ask you. Did you get the invitation to the reunion?
I did.
Okay, but you haven't RSVP'd.
I know. I'm sorry. It's not that I wouldn't like to see all of you.
I get it. It probably is bringing up ghosts you're trying to leave behind.
Will always be with me. But it's just, you know, all those memories of that time with the team and what happened.
Yeah, I think about how I would have reacted if I had been there when Will was shot.
She nods.
I can't imagine what it's been like for you.
I hope you never have to.
He nods with a frown.
Listen, if you choose to come to the reunion, we'll all be thrilled. But if you don't, I would really like to stay in touch with you this time.
I'd like that too.
She smiles and nods. He looks away and takes a sip from coffee cup. Aerial shot of the city in the daytime. Haley enters Jonah's lab with two coffee cups.
Hey.
He turns.
To what do I owe this honor, a mid-afternoon visit with coffee? Are you here to bribe me for information about the case? Because you already know everything.
No, I actually wanted to talk to you about something.
Uh-oh.
It's nothing like that. I've been invited to a reunion.
Uh-oh. Shared memories comforting.
You're right. Annoyingly.
He grins.
And hey, it's one night. What have you got to lose? Maybe you'll even surprise yourself and have a good time.
Jonas walks away.
I'll think about it.
Haley approaches Danny.
Hey. Guess you still haven't found Jeff Atkins.
Not yet.
That was a phone trace on Naomi's cell. It hasn't given out a signal since Wednesday.
Since you went missing.
And the last cell tower it pinged off of at 9:53 p.m. was just outside the city, right here.
Something around there but undeveloped land. Be a good place to dump a cell phone.
Or a body.
Haley glares at Danny, who looks back at her. On a foggy, rainy day, a black car pulls off into a long driveway with muddy puddles. The car stops and Haley gets out of the passenger side seat at Wolverine. Danny gets out of the driver's seat and they walk together.
We want to live out here.
The way the city's growing, a lot of people. If you ever wanted to hide something you didn't want found. Come on.
A blue shipping container.
Danny.
Yeah.
They approach the container with the door slightly ajar. Danny aims gun as he enters. Haley aims flashlight around the interior in search of clues. She looks down and squats.
Danny, it's a cell phone.
Haley grabs phone with her glove, then looks over at Danny. They continue to explore the shipping container filled with various clutter and supplies. Danny squats down and removes a tarp from over top of a body. It is Naomi. Haley frowns and sighs, then shakes head. Forensics markers put around crime scene as coroner guides two men who carry body on stretcher.
Naomi's car was just called in. It's about 15 minutes away at the bus depot.
So the killer dropped the body and made for the next bus out of town?
It's possible. Though it's more likely the killer's trying to send us on a wild goose chase. We know Jeff Atkins didn't leave town.
Given the state he was in my car, I doubt he had the presence of mind to set up that kind of deflection.
We'll see if we can get security footage from the bus station, but it'll be a long shot at best.
I can understand why the killer would leave her here.
By the time construction started, the body would be well on its way to decomposing and the killer long gone.
Speaking of construction, I have the enviable task of informing the property owner that his recent purchase is now a crime scene.
Man decorates.
So Wolverine Developments is Clyde Bennett. I haven't heard that name in years. What's he doing at the Peach Plaza Hotel instead of at work on a weekday?
Planning a reunion.
A reunion? How many years have you guys been at...
You don't need to say the number. Thanks, Danny.
Okay.
Text, Wolverine State Champions.
Wow, this is bringing me back. And I didn't even go to Atlanta State. Haley?
Hi.
Did not expect to see you here. Hey, Clyde. Good to see you again. Danny. Danny Morgan? Wow, it's great to see you.
The room looks amazing.
Oh, thanks. This is nothing. Wait till you see when it's done. This is all so surreal. I feel like I'm back in Will's dorm room. Yes, minus the smell of sweaty socks and three-day-old pizza. Listen, give me a second. I gotta just check on the slideshow, okay?
Haley looks away with a sigh. Text, remembering Will Morgan. Photos of Will on large television screen.
Oh, wow.
He smiles in baseball gear. Haley watches wide-eyed. A baseball bat slung over his shoulder. He smiles.
Haley? You okay?
Yeah. Just surprised me.
I don't think I've seen that one before.
The slideshow stops.
Yeah, I think that's probably my favorite photo of Will. You remember that day, Haley? It was taken just after practice on the day he proposed to you.
I remember.
Listen, Clyde, do you have a minute to talk?
Sure. Come here. You guys want some coffee or something?
Sure.
Yeah.
Red and gold balloon strands.
That is terrible. She was a teacher?
My niece's teacher, in fact.
How did she end up on my land?
That's what we're trying to find out.
Do you have any security in place?
No, I mean, I just closed on that lot a month ago. Normally, I don't start security until I've got all my building permits, and it's going to be a while before that happens.
We'll need access to it.
Oh, sure. Listen, whatever you need.
Thanks, Clyde. It really is great to see you.
You too. Little Danny Morgan, homicide detective. Wow. Only your brother could see you now.
You'd be very proud.
Yeah.
He nods.
So, am I going to see you this weekend, Haley?
Let you know.
Okay. And Danny, listen, you are more than welcome to join. It's as much about Will as it is all of us.
Well, thanks. I'll be in touch.
Okay.
Smiles at Haley.
Jonas?
Autopsy results are in.
They leave.
Naomi Sachs was hit in the head, consistent with the amount of blood residue found at the school. But that's not what killed her.
Then how did she die?
Asphyxiation. She was strangled.
Strangled?
How did that work?
If I had to guess, I'd say she fell backwards, hitting her head. The fall would have knocked the fight out of her, which explains why I didn't find any defensive wounds, and the killer would have been able to strangle her without much resistance.
What about time of death?
Hard to pinpoint the exact time, but I can say with some certainty she died last Wednesday. Lividity suggests the body was moved before rigor set in, so within 4 hours of her death.
So she was killed sometime between 6 p.m. and 7 a.m. the next morning?
Mm-hmm, and moved the same night.
And the email was sent at 7:15 p.m., which was either before or just after she died.
Given the cause of death, I would say after.
Why do you say that?
The killer lured her to a construction site, hoping to scare her, and when she wouldn't do what they wanted, the killer flew at her in a rage and strangled her. It has all the hallmarks of a crime of passion.
It fits with Atkins. He wanted her back, she refused.
But what did Atkins want to fix? Naomi was already dead when he carjacked me, and what was in that envelope?
We won't know until we find him.
Oh, excuse me. It's Clyde. Hi, Clyde. Can I call you later? Yeah, I'm actually here with Danny.
Furrows brows.
We'll be right there.
She hangs up.
There's another body on Clyde's land.
At night. Crime scene investigation. Haley gets out of car and approaches Clyde.
Given what happened, I was thinking of setting up security here, so I stopped by to find out exactly what I'd need, and I found this.
Man's body in brush.
Jeff Atkins.
You know who he is? We've been looking for him. This is not how I'd hoped we'd find him.
Man and woman carry him out on a stretcher.
Feels too familiar, Danny.
On purpose, maybe. Atkins has a gunshot wound to the head, and a gun was beside his body.
Murder-suicide case?
That's my working theory. I mean, why else would he come back to where Naomi's body was found? And how would he have known her body was left here if he didn't do it? Excuse me.
Danny steps away.
I don't know how you stay so calm.
Not my first crime scene.
Clyde nods.
You know, the police have never caught Will's killer. And I'm guessing all these years later, they probably just stopped looking.
Well, it's listed on their books as a cold case, if that's what you're asking. But according to Danny, it's officially inactive.
Clyde looks over his shoulder.
That's why he joined the police department, isn't it?
I mean, he's never said it, but we both know it's true. He doesn't get much time to work on it, though.
Did the police know anything? I mean, did they think it was random?
It wasn't random.
Why would somebody want to murder Will?
No. Will wasn't the target, I was.
Why on earth would anyone want to kill you?
Believe me, Clyde, I wish I knew. Strange, isn't it? Two bodies on your land. Why, I wonder?
I'm asking myself the exact same thing.
You didn't know either of the victims?
No.
Shakes head.
Just feels like they were both here for a reason.
Well, maybe because it's an overgrown, abandoned piece of land?
Maybe.
She nods.
But do you think something else is going on here?
Certainly possible.
Do I need to get a lawyer?
Sorry. Too many years in the DA's office.
Listen, I'm really sorry that I wasn't there for you after Will died. I should have been.
It was hard on all of us. I never blamed you, Clyde.
Yeah, but still, I... just sorry that we drifted apart.
Me too.
They look at each other. He smiles, nods, and steps away from her. She turns and watches him leave with brows furrowed. Aerial shot of city at nighttime. Police car.
Very nice of you to come by and visit me, you know, and bring me hot chocolate. But shouldn't you be sleeping?
And miss this? What is it exactly you're doing?
Working. Yeah, you remember the actual job that pays me to investigate cases for the district attorney?
We're on a stakeout.
No, we are not on a stakeout. I am on a stakeout. And before you even ask, can I tell you who I'm following? But I've been following this dude for like 3 nights, and all he does is sleep in his car.
That sounds like a bust.
Yeah, I knew it would be, but, you know, due diligence.
I remember it well.
He sips from coffee cup.
So, what's bugging you?
Who says something's bugging me?
You did when you came to visit me in the middle of the night.
She tightens lips and shakes her head.
I don't know, I guess I'm just feeling a little responsible.
For what?
Jeff Atkins.
Haley, that guy kidnapped you. He probably killed his girlfriend. He had a bunch of serious problems. Come on.
I could have done more.
No. That guy was going to do whatever he was going to do.
You know, and I didn't get that vibe from him, Venter. What did I miss?
Nothing. Just like there was nothing you could have done to change things. And you know that.
She sighs.
Knowing and feeling are two different things.
Haley Dean, let me tell you something. You always put everybody before yourself. Too much so, in my humble opinion.
I don't.
No. You always putting yourself in these crazy, dangerous situations, trying to help anybody you can. If you even think that you could do more for someone, think again.
She glares at him.
Thank you, Fincher.
Don't thank me. You know I got your back.
I know you do.
All right. Now you feel better?
I feel... hungry.
And that's a feeling I can get behind. Hang on, I got my steak out. Stash. Mm-hmm. There you go.
I'm sorry. An apple? Who are you and what have you done with my friend Fincher?
It's burritos by day, apples by night.
That's not a thing.
Oh, yes, it's a thing. For real.
How can I argue with that logic?
You don't want to be in a car with me and burritos.
I know that. I know that. Yeah. You gotta have something else.
Nah, I got nothing. I got nothing. I don't know what you're talking
except,
about.
Except, what's that? Oh, yeah. Oh, chips. No, I don't want this apple. I want it. Give me your chips.
No, I had it.
Yeah, no.
Get it.
Hands her the bag.
Thank you.
Sunrise over road.
Her body has just been found discarded at an abandoned lot on the county line, but at this hour, a shock twist. Naomi Sachs' estranged boyfriend, also found dead by a gunshot wound to the head, according to our sources, is this gorgeous young teacher the victim of a breakup gone wrong? Naomi's family, devastated.
Danny shuts off news segment.
Coffee?
Okay. Thanks, Haley.
Did you talk to Norman Sachs?
This morning. I wanted him to hear it from me and not the news.
Sure he appreciated that. I had a long conversation with Clyde.
Do you think he's in on this?
He did get a bit defensive when I brought it up.
Could just be a coincidence. Though it does seem like this land was chosen for a reason.
Like Atkins was trying to tell us something? Did you find the envelope he took from Naomi's house?
Not yet.
So Jeff Atkins kills Naomi in a fit of passion, dumps her body in a vacant lot, breaks into her house to steal an envelope, contents unknown, runs from the police, only to go back to the same lot and shoot himself.
You of all people know that murder isn't always rational.
And if I hadn't met him, I would think there was some kind of poetic justice in all of this, but...
But?
She sighs.
Jeff Atkins had a purpose. Whatever it is he needed to fix was in that envelope, and he was willing to risk anything to do it.
Then why kill himself?
She furrows brows. She walks into her office with coffee cup as Sabrina hangs curtains.
Hi, what do you think?
It's different.
Better, right?
Different is not always better, just different.
Well, it's a start, at least until we pick up new furniture.
Sabrina, I care about you. Something is obviously bothering you, so why don't you just save us both the bruises and tell me what's going on?
Sabrina smiles.
My next patient.
Haley looks up at Sabrina on ladder, then enters her own office. Fincher drives Gold Crown Victoria down the street with Haley.
I checked the date. I checked the time. I quadruple checked. Hey, the food truck is in the lot right now.
I'm not getting my hopes up.
Oh, ye of little faith.
He grabs envelope.
What's this?
Oh, it's an invitation to Will's baseball team reunion.
Oh, you're going, right?
I too, Fincher.
We can talk about this over the burrito.
Well, we are best friends.
I am not embarrassed about that, okay? I'm a grown man that's comfortable expressing the way he feels about people he cares about. Some people in your profession might say that's healthy.
Well, as your best friend, I feel as though I should break the news to you.
What's that?
There's no food truck.
Very funny.
His smile fades.
No! No!
Is the food truck even real?
Of course!
You wouldn't lie to your best friend, would you, Fincher?
I can't believe this is happening.
Come on, Fincher. I mean, all I'm saying is if you want to spend time with me, you don't have to make up a phantom food truck to do so.
I'm so hungry right now.
Well, luckily, I came prepared.
You brought along emergency food rations for me? I don't know whether to be offended or be grateful.
I'll decide later. Atkins' autopsy results are in.
Hands her food.
Jonas, that is good timing.
We'll be all right. I've got your sandwich right here, okay?
Don't eat it.
I'm not gonna eat it.
Gunshot to the right temporal lobe. The bullet matches the gun found at the crime scene.
So it was suicide?
The gunshot was not the cause of death. It was inflicted post-mortem.
Let me guess. He was strangled.
Yes, just like Naomi Sachs.
Double homicide. What's the connection?
We know that Naomi had some information, and we know that Jeff Atkins had the same information.
So the killer agrees to meet up with Atkins and then kills him for whatever was in an envelope.
Time of death?
Around 6 p.m. yesterday. But that is not all I have for you. This was found clutched in Atkins' hand.
Part of a note.
What is it?
Numbers.
She inspects.
Forensics has the slip of paper. So far, no idea what it is or where it came from.
Does it belong to Atkins or the person he was meeting?
Maybe it's what was in the envelope.
Well, let's hope they can figure out what it is.
They also found a burner phone in the field with Atkins' prints on it. It's the same number that called Naomi the night that she died.
Well, maybe that's why Atkins broke into Naomi's house. She'd told him that she'd found something.
Then why not just tell us?
He didn't think the police would believe him. He didn't trust that he could finish what she'd started.
That's not all. The phone also called the school at 4 p.m. the day that he was killed.
So Atkins was setting up a meeting with someone at the school?
Right back to where we started, which means re-interviewing the teachers, all 22 of them.
Do you have the original interviews on tape?
Of course.
There might be a better way.
Arms crossed, she raises brows. She puts on headphones at desk.
How well do you know Naomi Sachs?
As well as I know anyone around here.
Anything unusual happen around the time she went missing? Just that she was promoted to vice principal? No one knows how that happened. I mean, Naomi's great, but Janine has seniority.
Janine?
Harwick. She's not very happy about it.
She frowns. Haley rewinds footage in place.
Janine?
Harwick. She's not very happy about it.
Tell me where you were the night of the concert.
I was outside organizing parking.
So you saw Naomi's car in her spot?
I didn't notice, but I suppose so.
And after the concert, you were back in the parking lot?
I really don't remember.
And then where did you go?
Home, to my husband.
She glares and wrings her hands with tight lips. Haley rewinds footage.
And then where did you go?
Home, to my husband.
She glares and wrings her hands with tight lips.
That's a lie.
So, have you found anything?
I don't know. I can't tell anymore.
Well, if you can't find anything, there's nothing to be found.
I'm not superhuman, Fincher.
You kind of are. You can always tell when someone's lying or not telling the truth.
Well, it's just body language, gestures, involuntary facial movements, but it doesn't work on everyone, and it's easy to misread.
Can you tell when I'm lying?
Do you lie to me?
Never.
Well, then I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to tell you two things. And you tell me which one is a lie.
It's not a party trick, Fincher.
Just indulge me, okay? I'm just trying to make a point.
All right, fine.
All right.
Go ahead. Lie to me, but make sure it's real.
Okay.
They sit at park bench. He looks at her.
I feel like a disappointment to my father. And I don't want to have kids. Which one's the lie?
You're going to make a great dad someday.
He grins and nods.
How'd you know?
You tilted your head to the left.
I did not.
Not on purpose.
Well, you see? You do know what you're doing. And you're right. I'm going to make an amazing father someday. I mean, that's obvious.
Calm down.
She grins.
Get back to those interviews.
And call your dad. He's beyond proud of you.
He told you that?
It's written all over his face.
He smiles and looks down. Haley smiles and leaves. Fincher shakes head and sips.
Haley Dean.
So I checked out the alibis for the night Naomi died for all the five teachers you thought were hiding something in their interviews.
And?
I can confirm all of them are at the concert, but only three of them have questionable alibis for once the concert ended.
Which ones?
Mary Lewis, Nicholas Domaschuk, and Janine Harwick.
Well, I guess we know who we talk to next.
Haley sips from mug.
I don't know how I can help you. I don't know anything about what happened to Naomi.
Here's the thing, Miss Lewis.
You said you went home to your husband after the concert, but I haven't been able to find a husband. You're not married.
Well, yes, I meant...
What did you mean?
She frowns and lowers clasped hands to the table in interrogation room.
I swear I wasn't alone.
And who are you with?
I can't tell you.
Haley raises brows and pivots chair.
Why don't you think about that answer?
Will I grab a cup of coffee?
Danny glares at her. She nods as Danny stands and leaves the interrogation room. She wrings her hands and rubs her thumbs together, then leans back in the chair and sighs. She looks away, then puts her head in her well-manicured hands. Man and detective in another interrogation room.
Why is Miss Lewis here? She's got nothing to do with what happened to Naomi Sachs.
Don't worry about her. Just answer the question.
I told you last time. I left the concert around 8 p.m. I didn't notice who else was still there, and I went out to eat with my brother.
What restaurant?
Lincoln's Diner.
Haley furrows brows and tilts head. She rewinds footage and replays.
Lincoln's Diner.
Danny comes to sit beside her.
Anything?
Maybe.
That's not what you said last time.
Then I was wrong.
You pay with a credit card?
Cash.
And if I got the security tapes from Lincoln's Diner?
Will you and your brother be on them?
He looks over shoulder and sighs, then looks at security camera.
So both Mary Lewis and Nicholas Domaschuk are lying about where they were the night Naomi died.
Haley furrows brows.
Put them together.
I have a theory.
Okay.
Danny stands up and leaves the office. Mary Lou is and Nicholas together.
I remember now. I saw them leave the auditorium together right as the concert was starting.
We never considered two killers.
They're not killers, Danny. They're in love.
You can tell that?
Well, see how they're connecting? They keep coming back to each other. They're whispering, keep looking at each other. That's a level of intimacy you don't have with your average colleague.
Then they were together that night. They're lying for each other.
Why?
I'm sure the school has a rule against staff dating. They don't want to lose each other or their jobs.
Okay, I'll go verify it, and then I'll let them go. With our promise of discretion, of course.
Well, Monty, I didn't know you were such a romantic.
She shrugs and grins.
And that just leaves Janine Harwick.
Where is she?
Good question. I was expecting her 2 hours ago.
Haley grimaces. The sun sets in the distance between two tall skyscrapers. The sun glows in the distance of the city skyline. Haley and Danny in school hallway.
Detective Morgan, Miss Dean, what can I help you with?
We're looking for Janine Harwick. She was supposed to come to the police station for questioning.
Ah, well, I'm afraid that's probably my fault. I've saddled her with just a ton of paperwork that's been piling up recently.
Well, we need to speak with her now.
Sure, she's probably in the vice principal's office. She was just promoted. Miss Harwick, the police would like to have a...
The principal peers into office.
I'm sorry, I don't know where she is.
Haley and Danny storm outside of the building as Janine rushes to her car. She gets in, shuts the door and prepares to drive away as Haley and Danny pursue her on foot. She speeds away before they get to her. Haley furrows brows and sighs.
So you think this Janine Harwick killed two people over a lost promotion?
You don't run if you aren't guilty.
Monty makes a good point. Naomi must have had something on Janine, something secret. Everyone knew she was mad about the promotion.
Hey.
Yeah, Daddy. Remember that APB you had on Janine Harwick?
Yeah, have you seen her?
Yeah, I'm looking at her right now. I think she's ready to come in and talk. Yeah, she's not having it. All right. See you soon.
Scott, Janine.
Danny puts phone in pocket and leaves with Haley.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You wanted the promotion. Naomi got it instead of you.
I didn't want the promotion. I deserved it.
But you didn't.
Naomi knew why.
What are you talking about?
You didn't kill Naomi over the promotion. You killed her because she discovered your secret.
That's crazy.
Then Jeff Adkins called you saying he knew what you did. You met him and you killed him too.
Prove it.
Can you account for your whereabouts after the concert? And again 2 nights ago?
On footage, she looks down.
I want a lawyer.
Danny nods at her, then steps away from the dimly lit investigation room. Haley removes her headphones and approaches investigation room.
She doesn't trust you. She's not going to talk.
You want to try?
She's just so angry, it's masking everything else. I think she needs some time to let this all sink in first.
I can hold another 18 hours. It's the best I can do.
Haley's arms crossed.
So you think Janine is the killer?
She raises brows.
She could be.
But you're not convinced.
Everything just seems sideways right now, Jonas. I mean, Sabrina's got the office turned upside down. Fincher can't find his burrito truck.
Jonas chuckles.
And then there's all this stuff with the reunion. Just, it seems too soon somehow.
Hey, listen to me. Will is a part of your life. My wife is a part of mine. And I miss her every day. Those parts are ours to cherish. I mean, no one knows how you feel or what you need. Whatever you decide, trust that it's the right decision.
She smiles.
Wow.
He smiles.
Wow, good?
She nods.
Wow, good.
Pizza, finally.
He stands up and opens the door.
Oh, you must be Jonas. I'm Haley's dad. Nice to finally meet you.
You too, Mr. Dean.
Well, call me Lucas. I intercepted the pizza.
Dad?
Hi, Haley. I just thought I'd drop by, see how you're doing. It didn't occur to me that you might have company. I'll come back.
No.
No.
You're staying. And you better get in here before that pizza gets cold.
Please.
He enters home.
A biology teacher?
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
Yeah, yeah, I loved it. I miss it, but being a school superintendent has its own challenges. How did you decide to become a medical examiner?
Well, I was planning on a surgical residency after med school, but then I did a pathology rotation at the New York City ME's office, and I just thought it was fascinating.
Hmm.
The rest is history.
Let me clear this.
No, Dad, I got it. You sit.
I'll help.
Jonas and Haley stand.
It's not exactly how I thought you two would meet, but I'm glad you're hitting it off.
It was great. And I thought I was going to get the third degree.
No, wait till you meet my mother.
Hey, kids, I should be getting home. I've got an early meeting to sign some final sale documents.
Final sale?
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to break this to Parker, but Howell Elementary's been sold.
Well, that's a shame.
But why?
There's no more money. The fundraising account is empty, and the school board, they can't afford to cover the overages on construction costs.
Overages? How's that possible?
I don't know. I haven't seen the books. All I know is I have the dubious honor of having to fight for parking on Ella Street at 8 a.m. to sign on behalf of the school board.
Ella Street. Dad, who's the buyer?
Wolverine Enterprises.
Wolverine Enterprises? Are you saying Clyde Bennett bought the school?
Yep.
Haley looks to side. She walks with Danny.
Haley, let me do the talking.
No promises.
Haley.
Danny, Clyde was Will's best friend. I think I have the right to feel a little angry that he wasn't exactly forthcoming with me.
Of course, you're allowed to feel whatever you want, which is why you should let me, the detective, do the talking. Just this once.
Fine.
Thank you.
Clyde in investigation room. He checks watch and sighs as Haley and Danny enter and sit across from him.
Hey, guys. Listen, I'm more than happy to help. I just got a lot going on today, so if we can make this quick.
You bought the school.
Yeah, Howell Elementary. You know about that?
Yeah, my father is the superintendent.
Right, of course. Lucas Dean. I met him this morning. Nice guy.
So your plan finally works.
My plan?
After all, Naomi Sachs was the only thing standing in your way.
What are you talking about?
You have to admit, Clyde, this doesn't look great. You're trying to buy the school and not sharing that information with us. Then the body of the woman who single-handedly was keeping the school open was found on your land.
Wait, I had nothing to do with that.
Then the body of her boyfriend was found by you on the same land only a few days later.
Where's the envelope, Clyde?
Wait, what envelope?
We know Naomi had some information she was about to expose. This will go a whole lot better for you if you tell us what she knew.
Wait, I don't know. I have nothing to hide. Okay, I have been completely upfront about my interest in purchasing that land since they started talking about selling it.
Why? Well, what's so special about this land?
Because it's zoned residential, it's quiet, it's proximity to shopping. Okay, you know, another part of the deal involves building a school at cost.
Why would a businessman like you take that much of a loss?
Because this is my town, too. Okay, and I'm not about to cheat someone, or let alone kill them over a few bucks. Okay, and any loss that I incur becomes a tax deduction. The city gets a brand new school at a fraction of the cost. Everyone wins.
That's extremely generous of you.
Thank you. Haley.
She furrows brows.
Now are we done?
We'll need to verify your alibis for the nights of Naomi Sachs and Jeff Atkins' deaths. So I'll need you to stick around for a while.
Unbelievable. Can I at least call my office?
Sure. You can use the phone at my desk.
Haley and Danny stand.
Haley.
She looks at Clyde.
What happened to you?
You know exactly what happened to me, but that has nothing to do with today.
But you honestly think that I could kill someone, especially after what happened to Will?
I don't want to believe it, but I also don't believe in coincidences.
Well, things don't always happen for a reason. Sometimes they're just random.
Not in my experience.
She looks at him. He leaves the interrogation room. Heavy. Thick clouds overhead in the morning.
Keep up the good work. I'll see you next week.
Haley smiles. Sabrina enters.
I thought you weren't in today.
I didn't want to cancel my 10 o'clock. He's at a critical point in his treatment.
I'm just like, I am at a critical point in my decorating.
Yeah, about that.
Yes, something is bothering me. And yes, I'm avoiding it by turning this office upside down, but...
You don't want to talk about it.
No. But just because I'm avoiding my problems doesn't mean that you should.
I'm not going to the reunion, but not for the reason you think.
Why then?
Clyde Bennett. He bought Parker School, and he's closing it down. and he might have killed two people to do it.
Do you believe that?
I don't know what I believe.
It's not like you to let your personal feelings cloud your professional judgment.
Suspect board with Mary, Nicholas, and Janine.
So we're back to Janine Harwick, but she still isn't talking. And we haven't found out what Naomi could have found out about her that would make her worth killing over.
And we need more evidence tying her to the murders.
What if you follow the money?
What money?
The fundraised money. There should be tens of thousands of dollars, but it's gone, my dad said.
Construction is expensive.
But what about the concert? That was just last week. And construction on the school hasn't resumed.
When I called the construction company after Naomi disappeared, they never said why construction had halted. Let me give them another call.
Numerous photos of Naomi with various notes. Danny looks at her.
So, I think I'm going to go to the reunion. Guessing after that last conversation with Clyde, you're probably not.
I don't think so.
I get it. Clyde's not the guy you remember. But we're all different now. I might have some stories about Will I've never heard before.
Danny, you don't have to justify it. I'm glad you're going.
Yeah, that was a bit strange. The construction company said they were donating their labor. The school is only paying for the materials.
And the money Naomi fundraised wasn't enough?
Well, that's the thing. They worked for 6 months, never got paid a single cent.
How is that possible?
That must be what Naomi discovered. The money was being stolen from the school. That's why she wanted to talk to me, and that's what Jeff Atkins had to fix.
And that's what got them both killed.
Anything yet?
We're subpoenaing the school's bank records, as well as the separate fundraising account, the construction company's, and Janine Harwick's.
Wow, I don't envy who has to go through all that paperwork.
Why would Janine steal the money? It would only put her out of a job, and it seems the only thing she cares about is her career.
Because without the money, the school would be sold, which would put Naomi out of a job, too. If Janine couldn't be vice principal, no one could.
Vindictive.
And consistent with her behavior. Let me know if you find anything.
Will do.
Danny hangs up and uses computer.
You don't have to do this, Haley. Spend your break with a broken old man.
You are not old and broken. You're grieving, and you need friends.
He sips.
You remind me of Naomi. That same determination. She'd get a bee in her bonnet, never let go.
Like saving the school.
She'd be so upset to hear what's happening.
I know. She tried her best. Everyone admired her for it.
Thanks.
He raises brows.
And thanks for indulging me, but I think you really need to get back to work.
I'm all right.
No, I'm going to meet your father here in a little bit anyway, okay. So go on.
All right, but here.
Well, what's this?
It's my card, so you can call me anytime, or if you feel more comfortable, my email's on there.
Naomi made me get an email address, but she was the only one who ever sent me anything. I could never even remember to check it. I don't know. Call me old-fashioned, but I'd rather talk to somebody face-to-face instead of by computer.
Naomi sent you emails you haven't read?
Oh, yeah. She used to complain about that almost every day.
Mr. Sachs, your daughter's left you a gift. There are new conversations you have yet to have with her.
He looks down.
I never thought about it that way.
Don't rush. Just read them when you're ready to hear her voice again.
Thank you.
Take care.
Yeah, you too.
Norman smiles as he sits alone at a cafe. Haley approaches Fincher.
What are you doing here?
Your chariot awaits.
I already ate.
Oh, wow. You know what? I give it up on that food truck. I think you're right. It doesn't exist.
Fincher, don't ever give up on your dreams.
Anyways, we have more important things to do at the school.
The school?
Yeah, I found out that the janitor has a record. He's been convicted twice before for theft.
And you think he took the fundraised money? That's terrible.
Well, a leopard never changes his spots.
Why aren't we taking this to Danny?
I figured this one could use a friendly touch. You know, especially given his history with the law. And I remember you said the janitor has a soft spot for you.
I mean, I pick up my trash. It's only common decency.
Well, you can get me started about people's bad manners. Like telling people there's a food truck someplace with delicious burritos and...
Yeah, that's just a lie.
You know?
It's ridiculous.
Nerve with people.
Bad manners.
Fincher shuts the door. At nighttime, the janitor cleans supplies in a back room as Haley enters.
Haley Dean, what a nice surprise. What brings you to my dungeon?
Can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
How long have we known each other?
Oh, I don't know. 2 years?
And I've always thought of you as a good man. You're kind to the kids. You have the patience of a saint.
Well, we're all kids once.
So I'm going to be straight with you.
The police know that you used to steal things.
I see. So this isn't a warning so I can make a quick getaway.
Well, the thing is, the money that Naomi Sachs raised to save the school is missing.
Wait.
So you can understand why the police would be turning their attention to you.
You don't believe that.
I don't want to.
Look, I never stole any money. I would never do that. I mean, I stole some things that I thought nobody would miss. I mean, a janitor's salary's not much, and you know, ever since the cutbacks, I've been working the jobs at three people's. I don't have time for another job. That's a lame excuse.
I never took the money, but there has been some other stuff.
He shrugs.
What am I supposed to do?
Well, you can start by giving the police a full confession, and then give back all the things you've taken.
He looks down, then nods, eyes wide.
I lose my job. I could go to jail.
You'll accept the consequences of your actions because at heart you are a decent man.
Well, maybe once I was.
Rob, we all do things out of anger and desperation. It's not too late to start again.
I don't know if I have that much faith in myself anymore.
I have faith in you.
He licks his lip, points at her, then turns, rubs his nose and rifles through a black backpack. He picks out a MacBook from the laptop.
You should have this.
Is that?
It's Sack's laptop. I stole it. I was gonna sell it. I already erased the hard drive, I'm sorry. Maybe you know somebody who can get it back.
Yeah, maybe I can. Thank you.
Thanks for the heads up.
Haley leaves the back room of the school. Danny on the phone in his office.
The janitor gave us a full confession, and his alibi checks out for the night Atkins died.
He's not the killer. But he did say he had Naomi Sachs' laptop.
Only he wouldn't say where it is now.
Don't ask.
Haley, that's evidence.
Evidence that's been corrupted, and I am working on getting it back to you much faster than your text could.
Did you call? You know what? I don't want to know. In fact, we never had this conversation.
As far as I'm concerned, Naomi's laptop is still missing.
Wait for it to show up sometime tomorrow morning.
Nope.
Danny hangs up the call. Haley walks over to another man.
But she didn't say hi to my cousin Danny for me.
Yeah, not this time. Are you sure your clients are okay with me being here?
Yeah, it's fine. Honestly. I'm still setting up their systems. They just moved in.
So how's it going?
Getting there. Most of the files are corrupted, but I think I can salvage them. I just need a few more minutes.
Need anything?
Food.
That can be arranged. Speaking of which, how hard is it to track a food truck?
Not hard, as long as there's an onboard GPS, but one miracle at a time, I got something.
He looks over at her. She leans into computer screen as he pulls up chart.
Numbers.
Bank records.
Transfer of funds.
She squints.
That's a lot of funds.
75,000.
Unnamed account.
No, not unnamed. It was transferred to an email address. Timeflies@senderout.com.
Sender out?
Yeah, it's one of those web-based emails you can check from anywhere. You can use any name to sign up with.
And that email is attached to a bank account? But you can't open a bank account without your real name and a social security number.
No, but you can open an online gambling account. See, all the funds were transferred from Time Flies to his account at 101cashbets.com.
Online gambling. Well, that explains how thousands of dollars disappeared so quickly. Can you hack into their system and get a name?
Of course.
Of course.
But I don't need to. Naomi already did.
Haley glares at the screen.
Can you print this out for me?
I'll just forward you and Danny the email. All of this was in an attachment and a sent message.
Who did she send it to?
Norman-Sachs@senderout.com.
He looks over at Haley. She pulls into the school and gets out of her car while on the phone.
Danny, Norman isn't answering his landline. He's not home. And my dad said that he told him he had something to take care of at the school.
Wait for me outside, Haley. Promise me.
I promise I'll be careful.
She hangs up and walks through construction zone to get into back janitor's room of the school. She shines a flashlight into the school and walks around.
Just hold on a minute. Please, you need to think about what you're doing here.
Decker? It's Haley Dean. I need to talk to you.
Miss Dean, you need to help me.
Principal with wrench.
Put the wrench down and we can talk.
I'm not putting it down until he does.
Not until he's paid for what he's done.
Norman aims gun at the principal.
He's lost his mind. You need to call the police.
The police are on their way. Mr. Sachs, put the gun down.
I'm sorry you had to see this, Haley, but I've got to do what's right.
Why don't you tell me what you think you know?
It was all in the email that Naomi sent me. This man stole the school's money, and then he stole my daughter's life.
He's crazy. He snapped.
No, you snapped when you put your fingers around my daughter's neck and squeezed her last breath out.
No. Look, I admit I'm a gambler. Okay, yes, it's a sickness. I'm sick, but I'm not a killer.
Gambling is a sickness.
It's no excuse.
No.
Shakes her head.
And Naomi left us more than enough proof to put her killer in prison.
Yeah, for stealing, not for murder.
Yes, for murder. Two murders. Naomi's and Jeff Atkins.
Killed Jeff too? Why?
Atkins took an envelope from Naomi's house. What was in the envelope, Becker?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What was in the envelope?
He winces, hands extended as he struggles for the right words. He looks Norman in the eye, shakes his head, and lowers the wrench.
Bank slips from the track. Naomi found them in my office, and when the construction stopped, she put two and two together. She found my online account. She found everything.
And you realized after you killed her that your betting slips were no longer at the school. Then Jeff Atkins called and said he wanted to meet with you.
When he showed me the betting slips, I knew that he was going to figure it out the same way Naomi did. I'm sorry, I had no choice.
I'm sorry, Haley, but he's got to pay for what he's done.
And he will.
I need justice.
Norman, just think about what you're doing, okay? You are not a killer. You're not like Becker. Naomi wouldn't want you to turn yourself into something ugly. She wouldn't want you to go to prison. That's not the life she wants for you.
My wife and daughter are both gone.
And the way to honor their memory is to live the best life you can. That is what they would want for you.
I've got to do something.
And you will. You will testify at the trial. You will stand tall when the guilty verdict is handed down. And you will keep Naomi alive in your memory.
Norman sobs as he holds the gun. Haley grabs the gun from Norman but keeps it aimed at the principal as they wait for police backs up. A hazy morning in New York City.
So Jeanine Harwick has a warrant for her arrest in Texas?
Yeah, she terrorized a teacher at her old school to the point of physical attack.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why she ran. You know, you'll be happy to hear that the DA decided not to press charges against Norman Sachs.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Your psychological assessment of him went a long way towards convincing him.
That makes me happy. And I'm about to return the favor.
This ain't the way to Chesley's.
We're not going to Chesley's.
Oh, no, Haley, please don't tell me you have a new problem to solve.
It's an old problem, actually.
I love helping people as much as you do, but right now I'm hungry.
That's the problem.
What?
He furrows brows. She smiles.
You found it! You found it!
There was a bug in their website. It kept defaulting to an old calendar, which is why you kept going to the wrong place.
But then, how did you find it?
Oh, technically, I didn't. Ethan might have hacked their GPS.
I don't want to know. Hi, how are you?
I'm going to need 6 of the best burritos in Atlanta.
That seems like a lot of burritos.
No, I'm going to have 5. You can have 1.
And then, I need extra salsa on everything.
And cheese, extra
and cheese.
At night, Sabrina looks at paint swatches in the office. Haley enters with brows furrowed and looks over at Sabrina as she leafs through swatches.
Wade dumped me last week. He wasn't ready to be in a relationship. It had nothing to do with me.
But that's not how it feels.
I thought if I changed my surroundings, it would help change me.
Haley smiles.
What do you think needs to change?
I'm stuck in a rut. Work is my life. Every time I think I've met my soulmate, I'm wrong.
Maybe it's not that you're wrong. Maybe you just are focused on the wrong things.
I don't follow.
Sabrina, you need to live the life you want to live. Be your amazing self. Get out of your comfort zone. And salsa.
Holds up brochure. Sabrina grabs it with a smile.
Salsa lessons? Yeah. Doing things that make us uncomfortable make us better.
Us?
I don't want to be the only one making a fool of my uncoordinated self on the dance floor.
You can do this with me? What are office mates for? For taking out the trash?
Yes, they are. Absolutely. And salsa. As they take out the trash. Right? Salsa.
Fine. I'm in, if only to save you from yourself.
Don't tell anyone I did this, okay?
She leaves with trash slung over her shoulder. City at night. Haley drinks wine.
Sorry I'm late.
Oh, that's okay. I ordered your wine.
Guess what?
What?
Howell Elementary isn't closing.
Really?
And I think it has something to do with you.
What do you mean?
Clyde Bennett is leasing the school back to the school board, and he's funding all the repairs.
Why would he do that?
He said he was reminded of what someone would have wanted him to do.
Haley smiles. She holds hands with Jonas.
Have I told you how amazing you look?
You clean up pretty well yourself.
Oh, are you sure you're ready for this?
No, but I don't want to regret not going. Mm. And I owe Clyde an apology. He turned out to be the guy I always thought he was.
We're going to have fun.
You think, even surrounded by all of Will's old friends, it might be kind of overwhelming.
Cool, that's what I'm here for. To keep the whelming under control.
He smiles.
Hey, I have your back. You know that.
Thank you.
Haley! Haley, you made it!
Clyde.
Hi.
I owe you an apology.
He nods.
Oh, you don't owe me anything. Except maybe a dance later.
You got it.
Smiles at her.
I think we've met.
Oh, where are my manners? I'm sorry. This is Clyde, an old friend from school. And, Clyde, this is Jonas, my boyfriend.
She smiles at Jonas.
Hey, well, it's great to meet you.
Likewise.
Listen, the party is not happening in this hallway. There are going to be a lot of people really happy to see you. Come on.
She nods and follows.
Hey, wait.
What?
She looks at Jonas, who leans in for a kiss. She graciously accepts the long kiss.
Mm. What was that for?
Boyfriend's prerogative. Let's go have that fun.
They enter the party with colorful lights.